All right. And if you would, please introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about what got you interested in dermatology.
Okay, so I'm Dr. Al Mohammadi. I'm a board certified dermatologist. I've been practicing in Toronto area for the last 6 years. I got into dermatology because I think, let's start this one over. What interests me on starting, well, let's do it again. What interesting me to do dermatology is that I like to have a mix of medical and aesthetic practice where I can treat skin condition and like such as skin cancers and eczemas and acne, and also at the same time we'll be able to do some procedures like lasers, fillers, Botox, and some skin surgeries. So I like the field of dermatology because of this combination and because of unlimited expansion in the field that you can do.
Makes sense. And if you would you explain your laser hair removal process?
So laser hair removal process is one of the most common procedures that done over the world. Tens of millions of people do laser hair removal, and we have a different ways of removing the hair. One of them is laser, and we have different lasers that can be used based on the color of the skin and the color of the hair. So the most white the skin is and the most the black is the hair is the best result usually we can get. And usually what we are aiming is to introduce that energy that carried by the laser to the base of the hair, and that's usually destroy the hair follicle. The hair will grow back again, but it will grow weak and less colored. So the laser hair removal is not permanently removing the hair. It reduced the number of the hair follicles, and also it reduced the size and the color of the hair. So what has been advertised as a permanent hair removal is actually not true. We do a laser hair reduction, not permanent removal. The types of the laser usually depends on the skin color. So you can use certain wavelengths to white skin people, and also you can use another for dark skin people. So for every skin color we have, we get a right optimum laser. And usually laser should be done by someone who knows the physics behind the laser and also knows how to approach the cases based on the color of the skin. Because if it's done right, it can cause some unwanted result, like burning of the skin, and also sometimes you can do induction of the hair growth. So you, instead of removing the hair, you make the hair more dense and more dark.
And is this laser hair removal, is it painful?
So basically what I explained to the my clients that the laser hair removal, it feels like a rubber band snaps to the skin. So we never had to stop the procedure because of the pain. The pain is there, it's tolerable, but it's not like a severe pain that make some people to stop the treatment. And usually if the amount of pain is so low, it means that the setting of the laser is maybe not optimum. And the same thing, if it is too much, it means that too much energy is used and should be adjusted.
Makes sense. And can you tell me about Botox? What can I get done with Botox?
So a lot of people get confused between Botox and fillers. Botox and fillers are one of the most common cosmetics procedures, especially Botox is number one all over the world. And number two actually is the fillers. So what people usually get, or actually some of the people get confused between what is the difference between Botox and fillers. So basically Botox is what we use to remove dynamic lines that usually we have on the forehead and in between the eyebrows and around the eyes. So it's a procedure that involves injecting the Botox underneath the skin. And usually we used a number of units that is optimum for each person. And the effect of the Botox usually lasts for about 3 to 6 months. And I would say in most of the people is around 4 months. On the other hand, fillers is made mainly by hyaluronic acid. There is some other fillers that made by another products, but most of the fillers that we have is made from hyaluronic acid, which is a product that usually we have normally in our skin. So that's hyaluronic acid injected in areas that need to be restored or get volumized, because as we age, and sometimes in people who has a genetics of early aging, and sometimes we can see it in people who go under an excessive weight loss. They lose a lot of volume in their face, and you can see the face is falling down. So what we do is usually we restore the volume of the face by injecting the hyaluronic acid in certain areas in the face. So around the cheeks, under the eyes, in the lips, and in the lower face, and around the jaw angle. So it's a procedure that is done in the office. Sometimes we use numbing cream, but most of the time no need for numbing cream. And the effect of the fillers usually lasts between 6 to 9 months. That's the hyaluronic acid, which is the one that usually temporary. So there is some semi-permanent fillers that we used in certain areas of the body, around the jawline and in the cheeks and sometimes in the hands. That usually lasts for about a year to a year and a half. There is one point that I want to mention here, that some of the people get worried about the weird look after the fillers and Botox. For example, in Botox, some people, actually most of my clients, they were coming and they were like worried about the frozen look after Botox. And that usually come down to the practitioner, him or herself. So if they use too much Botox in the area, then they will, the client or the person will have a frozen face. But if an optimum amount of Botox injected, then the person still will have some natural facial expression. Same thing with the fillers. If too much is done, then the patient will have unwanted or unfavorable effect. Usually what we aim is to restore the look of the face approximately 10 to 15 years ago, and the patient will have a fresh look. We remove all those depression in the face, and that usually increase the light reflection and increase the brightness of the face.
Okay, and can you tell me what the difference is between Botox and Dysport?
So we have so many different Botox. We call it Botox, and basically they're like botulinum toxins. So different companies produce botulinum toxins, and Botox get much more recognized because the company that created Botox was one of the first few companies that started in the market. So we have Botox, we have Dysport, we have Xeomin. They're all good. They are all having the same result. The slight differences between them. The most important point that I have to mention here, that the products used should be like Health Canada approved or Food and Drug agent or FDA approved. So there are so many products that is not approved and should not be used. So the client or the person who is interested to have Botox injected should know the products that is used, and should you know how much amount was injected.
Okay, good. And then did you want to talk to me any more about fillers, or do we want to go on to silk peel?
Let's go for... No, I'm okay with fillers, but silk peel, silk peel is fine. So I think it's most important is the facial or the skin products care or facial product care. So we can involve all of those in one topic. How's that?
Yes, that sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
So can I go ahead?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. The other thing that we usually make sure is the person aware of is the quality of the skin. So you inject underneath the skin by using Botox and fillers, but how about the surface of the skin? How about the darkening, the dark spots that usually people have, the red spots, the healthy look of the skin? So usually, when I have a client who has some issues with the skin, I usually advise them to have a healthy lifestyle by exercising, avoid smoking, hydration of the skin by moisturizer, and avoiding the UV radiation by applying sunscreen. And if the person has no problem, then I can also advise them to use vitamin C as an antioxidant in the morning and vitamin A in the night. Sometimes we used alpha hydroxy acid as a skin peels to increase the brightness of the face and the glowiness of the skin. After that, if the person has a little bit of complicated issues, then we can introduce some of the skincare procedure that we have in the clinic, like silk peel or microdermabrasion or chemical peel, to help along with the creams and the sunscreens.
Makes sense. And what about, is it Belkyra? What is the Belkyra treatment?
Okay, so Belkyra is a newly introduced treatment for double chin. So some people who has a double chin or increased fat deposition underneath the chin, we used to have a few options, mainly by using a liposuction, surgical liposuction. But now Allergan came up with injectable products that usually used to dissolve the fat underneath the chin. Not every person is a good candidate for Belkyra, so the person who needs it should be evaluated before we consider injection. Before we consider injecting Belkyra, so after assessment and discussion about the Belkyra injected every month, and usually people required between 2 to 5 treatments. And thus result in a permanent dissolving or permanent loss of the fat on the double chin.
Okay, and let's see. What about, did you want to talk about the Eclipse Micropen?
Micropen, that's good. Micropen and microneedling will do it in the same, maybe.
Ah, okay. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, is there anything else that we didn't touch on? Because I know they can get a good bunch of videos out of this recording. So are you good, or did you want to talk about something else?
The micropen and the microneedling, I would like to mention them together on the same talk. It'll take maybe 1 minute.
Sure. Absolutely. Yes, please do. Go ahead. Okay. So what is the micropen and the microneedling?
Okay. So micropen and microneedling, one of the amazing skin care procedure that we do. So micropen is something is is done on the skin by injecting small tiny needles into the skin, and that's usually improved the wrinkle, the fine wrinkles that people have, and the wrinkles that is not responding to Botox. And it's a procedure that I usually recommend for people to have every 1 to 2 months maintain that healthy look of the skin. Microneedling, we used to have the dermal roller, which is a roller that has so many pins with different length that's usually used for increase the healthy look of the skin and also used to treat acne scar. But now we have some advanced equipments that has microneedling along with radio frequency. So this is a procedure that I recommend as a routine for people to do every 3 or 4 months, and also for people who has an acne scars. So it improves the look of the acne scar by about 40 to 50%. And most of the people who has the procedure are happy with the results. So microneedling is a safe procedure, a very effective procedure, and required only a numbing cream prior to the procedure. And now we call it lunchtime treatment because of the downtime is not long, usually a little bit of redness on the face that lasts for 1 to 2 hours after the treatment.
Perfect. All right. Is there anything else we should discuss?
I think we covered most of the things that we do in the clinic.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, so then what happens now is that I will send this to the Dr. Ami TV video team, and they will get you some videos made, and we'll send them over to you for approval before we put them anywhere.
Okay.
Excellent. Okay.